Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
Oh, good Lord. There were threats made because I was still outside talking with
I was going to start the Jane Duker show.
Yeah, please don't.
Ratings would have skyrocketed and you would have been humiliated. And I would feel bad for
you. You're in a mood today, aren't you?
I am. Duker? I'm very, very, I'm a little crazy.
It's matched up well because I am too. I warned Abby this afternoon. I said I'm in a bad mood, but sometimes that's good for the show.
Well, I'm in a great mood. And Abby, if you do anything to her, I'll flatten you.
No,
there you go.
I would not do that. So we have Sue's News coming up, and thank goodness Sue's back in the studio.
Yay! Oh, well, that's nice of you.
7 days
we
since
missed you.
It was too long.
Was it?
Yeah. Well, I hadn't seen you in like a month.
Oh, yeah. That was weird.
Yeah. I didn't
I'm
like
glad
it.
Glad you're doing better.
We're back.
Well, we're all back here.
We're
we
in charge.
Sue's News coming up. Buffa's coming up this hour to talk a little bit about movies and entertainment. You know what's out today, Jane? Ozark.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm
Ooh,
ready.
Is this four?
Honey, this is what I'm doing on a Friday night.
Four and last, I think, isn't it?
Is it the last?
Are they saying last? Why would they tell me that?
I thought it was the last season. But
man,
I'm excited.
I am
way into this. And then we got Billions coming. So now there's something to watch.
Cusimano later this hour, too. But let me share this story. There's a guy that I read his column sometimes, David Lazarus, in the LA Times. He's a business columnist. And I just want to get opinion on this because he tells the story of a guy by the name of Noah Golden who opened an account at Chase Bank in 2017. He had a daughter that was 6 years old. So he wanted to deposit funds and present her with the windfall when she turned 18. So dad was 41 years old. What he didn't do is he didn't monitor the account. There were deposits that were being made into it. He put cash into it. And then he discovered that on dozens of occasions, someone else, not his daughter, was taking money out. And they sort of drained the account. So he wrote a column last week that was about Chase's failure to prevent an 81-year-old customer from writing more than $600,000 to an overseas scammer. And that got the attention of other people in L.A., and they wrote to him about this. And his story came out, and other people were sharing experiences about elderly loved ones and banks that didn't seem interested in going the extra mile to protect customers. But this story is interesting because you have a child that's involved, and the money that was in the account gets I'm still a little confused.
I was gonna say,
as
I'm
to what
confused.
Happened. Yeah, I don't know how.
So who got in there?
No idea. They don't really say in this particular case, but they say that dad discovered the transactions last month. He was doing like routine year-end financial housekeeping. Apparently not enough, right? Mm-hmm. So between January and November of last year, someone made about 30 separate withdrawals. It happened one day each month with two or three withdrawals made on each occasion. Most were just small amounts, $20 here, $30 here. The largest single-day hit was $360. And dad said, I think they were doing these small amounts to avoid drawing attention.
Sure.
So it wasn't like a big dollar amount. It's $1,200 from
but
the Chase
account.
But it was
sustained.
Account.
Yes.
But it was transferred to a PayPal account. So he complains. And what the complaint now is that Chase said, nope, not our problem. And he claims that the little girl was on the phone with Chase and that she was crying. And they said basically it's a contractual situation because what they say is if you do not tell us within 60 days after the statement was sent or otherwise made available to you, you may not get back any money you lost after the 60 days. So they were not going to give the money back. Well, then this becomes a story. And Lazarus says, hey, Chase, what's your response? Well, they have given in. He makes it clear. He says, to be clear, Chase did nothing wrong.
I was going to say.
It set rules for situations like this and followed them. They did refund right away the $20 that was withdrawn on January 1st because it was when, you know, within 60 days. But the only thing about this that I would say, he says, I'm not going to do any business with Chase. I pulled out my money. He says he has $160,000 in another account. I'm not so sure any other bank would have handled this differently.
Not either.
Those are the rules.
I mean,
sadly,
exactly. That's just what the rules are.
And if you have something, like, for example, if you have something on your credit card that is fraudulent,
they take care
well,
of it.
Well, look, my recommendation is
I, time frame
I do credit monitoring. I check my accounts. Look, I check my accounts on
but
a daily basis.
But that would not show up on any credit monitoring. Uh-uh. It would not tell you if there was a $20 or $30.
Well, but I'm just offering that as an example that you would want to
do
that.
Yes.
But with this, hey, maybe check your bank accounts now and again and see if there's anything
look at the statements.
Unusual. Right.
Yeah. That's sad.
It is sad because, you know that, if they wanted to look at your stuff, they do. They can. They know how. And you're like, you know, you probably could do this.
You know, you're
right. You don't have to, but you could.
And I have, in the last, 2 years maybe, had 5 different credit card numbers stolen. And
have you really?
They will.
Oh, it happens a lot.
It's so
common. I've
only
had it happen like one time.
That the amount of money that these credit card companies are reimbursing people for, it's ungodly.
But don't worry, they're still making money.
Oh, they're
money.
Making
And they're still making money hand over fist.
That ought to tell you something.
I'm just saying that I have signed up then for alerts for everything, right? I get an alert if somebody...
I have LifeLock.
Yeah, same here. If somebody goes to the bathroom in the... I get alerted for everything.
And I have my amount set very low so that I get a lot of...
Just well, because so I'd rather know than not know, and they'll cover it if you get it in time.
Well, and I was threatened by the... Remember after the Galleria shooting, Mark?
Yes.
And I had
yes.
Anonymous coming after me, and I was
right,
threatened
I do remember
with
that.
The same kind of doxing that Chief
It's kind of scary, right?
Got. Like that.
So I literally had to, jump into action and shut everything down so that they wouldn't...
get in there.
Yep. They were going to release all my financial information.
Mm. The bigger issue, and I have to go back and read his column from last week because he talked about this guy where I guess it was a mom of a woman who had contacted him, 81-year-old mother... was fleeced to the tune of more than $600,000, much of her life savings. I'm going to find out how that happened because that's a little bit bigger deal than $1,200 missing from the child's account. But the complaints are that these banking companies are not doing enough to protect their customers. So,
can I just say one more thing? My friend, the neighbor Jen, was a genius about this, and she said, Sue, just take one credit card and use that as your bill payer, and don't take it out of the drawer. In other words, don't use it on the internet. I just have auto bills paid out of that. So when your other credit card does get stolen, you don't have to call 8,000 people and get it. And it's worked great for 2 years. Nobody's gotten
that. That is
it.
Really smart.
So
but the problem is I want, I love, because I've gotten a lot of flights because I use my Southwest credit card for everything because... I get a lot of free flights.
Yeah. That's what I do.
And so if I split that up, then I decrease the ability of me to get my free flights.
I use my Southwest card
for everything.
The time. And then I pay every morning. It's like the first thing I do. I'm in bed. I look at my balance.
And you transfer?
I just pay off the card every day.
That's right.
They probably don't like that, but that way I get the points.
I love that.
All right, let's do for the first time in more than a week. Ladies and gentlemen, in the studio.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, Sue left her actual original Sue's News at home, but she has scrambled during the entire round travel.
No one would have known.
No, and come up with the Sue's News.
Herculanean.
But I tell you what, we have to start off with Meatloaf today. It was the first thing that I saw on Twitter this morning. He was 74. His name, before he actually changed it, because he did change it, was Marvin Lee Adday.
Why would he change it?
Because Meatloaf is awesome.
Thank you, Jane.
I was kidding.
And he goes
Marvin.
By Meat for short? That's awesome.
Remember, somebody called him Mr. Loaf in an article one time?
So funny. And I know Richard Gere, they were friends, and he called him Meat.
I love that.
Let me tell you, I've seen the reaction. I'm amazed by how many people he was friends with. Some of the Hollywood folks, Cher,
and others.
I mean, a lot of them had worked together. But all, and here's what else is interesting. He, I think, was leaning on the R side of politics, but a lot of lefties loved him and are saying great things about him, not holding his politics against him, which I'm impressed by.
By the way, the performance we're hearing now was what he won a Grammy for in 1994. He won a Grammy for his solo rock vocal performance in I'd Do Anything for Love. Now, his Bat Out of Hell trilogy, Bat Out of Hell, Bat Out of Hell 2, Back into Hell, Bat Out of Hell 3, The Monster is Loose, has sold more than 65 million albums worldwide. And more than four decades after its release, the first album still sells about 200,000 copies annually.
I love it.
Isn't that awesome?
This song.
Well, I mean, that is one of the most legendary rock songs in history,
I don't know where my car keys are, but I remember every word of this song.
I think it was probably Keishi that was playing that song more than anything.
And I can't not dance when it's on. Like,
right,
I can't go crazy no matter
I got one more here,
every
too.
Time.
He was in a bunch of movies, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He was even in Rocky Horror.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
And you got to love Meat Loaf. You got to love Meat, Mr. Loaf.
Love him.
And he has a daughter who was a singer as well. We'll see.
Is she like mashed potatoes or what?
Yeah, no. No, she is not.
Green beans?
Yeah, she apparently not want to be stuffing or whatever.
Okay.
She just wants to
or
be
something.
Here's a little nugget that I didn't even know. You know, I'm a big Springsteen guy. My friend John Stechny says he read this morning that several of the E Street Band members were involved with Bat Out of Hell, and that his whole act was considered like a bit of a parody of even The Boss. But, man, he, if it was a little satirical and there was parody, he rose to great fame with that.
It's fantastic.
Plus, his name was Meatloaf.
Come on.
That in and of itself is an accomplishment.
What was his real name? Marvin?
Marvin.
Yeah, no, he made the right move there.
I agree.
You know, I've probably seen Rocky Horror Picture Show maybe 50 times.
Fred!
Oh, I love that,
Fred!
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Stop. I would never have guessed this. And did you dress up
80s.
When you
went
in?
However, at the time, I had a girlfriend that dressed up.
What was she
so we'd
as?
Go every Friday.
What did she dress as?
I can't. I saw it 50 times. I can think of it. It was the...
Donna?
No.
Donna? No, not Donna.
Magenta?
Interesting.
Probably Magenta. Magenta.
Where would you go?
That was the deal.
The Tivoli.
Tivoli.
Oh,
Tivoli.
Did it all the time.
Every Friday night
at midnight.
At midnight. Yeah,
Fred.
We've all been there.
Let me get this straight.
I love Fred
you,
more
You, Fred Bottomer, have gone to see that movie 50 times with a woman dressed as Magenta.
Earlier, yeah.
I love that so
and
much.
And the original. Like the original, not the remake. The man is an originalist.
No, I didn't marry this woman.
Nah. Maybe that's why, right?
Well, I still respect you.
Fred, as we all know, that's her loss.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. And then later, as the morning went on, I got the news, or, you know, social media tells you everything now, that Louis Anderson had passed away. Now, Louis Anderson, I just love. I have such a soft spot for him. I can't explain why, but he was 68.
That's young.
He was a constant presence on stage and screen, really, since the 80s, right? He would just pop up here and there. He won a 2016 Emmy for Outstanding Supporting.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Actor in a comedy series for his role as Christine Baskets, the mother of Zach Galifianakis, portrayed Chip and Dale on the FX series.
Wow.
But I had forgotten that. And I heard a long-form interview with him once, and he just seemed to be a really nice, genuine, great guy. Mm-hmm. Fred, did you like Louis?
Oh, I liked him. I thought he was very funny.
Never heard a negative word about the guy.
I didn't either. And we have some old Louis, don't we?
This is classic Louis Anderson from The Tonight Show with Carson.
Whoa. My next guest is named Louis Anderson. He's a comedian. He's making his first appearance on national television. Louis Anderson.
Thank you. I can't stay long. I'm in between meals, so bear with me.
He was a large man.
I was just at McDonald's and all those statistics just changed. So. I went shopping today. What's this? One size fits all stuff. Being in California, being fat, and trying to get into this California life. Went to the beach the other day. Every time I'd lay down, people would push me back into the water. Of course, what brought me to California was the Olympics. I was tried every event for the Olympics. Tried that pole vault. I drove that sucker right into the ground. Broad jump, killed her.
That's the best one. Oh,
sorry, I'm sweating, but if I don't, I'll explode.
Johnny. Yeah. He probably got the wave over, right?
But he would be canceled now for fat shaming himself.
Yeah, he would.
He would be canceled.
You're exactly right.
Poor guy.
I can't believe that was his first time on Carson. That was
broad jump. That was hilarious.
Funny. That was
very
really
misogynistic.
Cute.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm a little
canceling
triggered by that. Yeah.
You're gonna cancel him yourself years later.
I get canceled like every day.
You're used to it. You know what's
but
up.
How old was Louis Anderson?
68.
And what
young.
Did he dive? Did they say?
I did not delve into that.
Yeah, well,
I think
unfortunately,
it was like a kidney cancer. It was cancer of some sort.
We're talking about two men, unfortunately, here that were not the pictures of health. And I know he's making fun and self-deprecating and everything, but let's face it, he was unhealthy for much of his life. I think he had lost a lot of that weight when he got into the 2000s or that TV show that he did, where he played the transvestite, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. NBC has announced it will not send broadcasters to cover the Beijing Winter Olympics. So this is pretty much like the Summer Olympics, where everybody's in Connecticut.
It's just ridiculous.
Okay.
So they were going to send teams to cover, really popular sports like alpine skiing and figure skating and snowboarding, but no. So they'll all be in Stamford. watching it on a monitor.
That's very tough, and I hope that, and I don't think Cardinals fans do, I shot him a couple of messages throughout the season because, you know, Danny Mac and the TV gang, they had to be at Busch Stadium for even the away games this year, and that is very tough.
It is.
Because there's not only, as a broadcaster, there's energy that's involved. There are things that they can't see in real time, but Dan used exceptional skill in being very patient, so I feel bad for the folks that have to do this, but I guess you just have to deal with it. I just hope that as a viewing event, and if we're being honest, I think there were a lot of things that were compelling about the Summer Olympics, even though the crowds weren't there, and I'm looking forward in particular to curling here in a couple of
weeks. Curling is great. I love the skiing
Mark,
and the skating.
Who's the St. Louisan that's the announcer?
Steve Schlanger.
Yeah, we need to get him on
this
week. Next week.
Yeah, we should. Well, he might be busy. I can't remember what he said, which sports he was going to cover.
I don't remember.
He does, you know,
but
he was on the Tour of France
there.
Coverage. He did
What's
a lot of the cycling.
One where you shoot and then you ski? He did that the last time. Biathlon.
Biathlon,
yeah,
right.
Love that.
I wonder if that's
it. That's hard.
Yeah, it is. Not that I've skied and shot. I'm just saying it looks hard.
Yeah.
A little dog in England was stranded on a beach. You know how we all love the pet videos where they save the dog or whatever?
Yes.
Well, the tide was coming in, Jane, and he would not. Actually, it was a little female dog. She would not let anybody near her. She kept running away. Then a search and rescue drone operator came up with a genius idea. He attached a sausage to the drone and flew it really low.
Love it.
Right down by the dog. Apparently, before he put the sausage on there, a local woman volunteered to cook it.
Nice.
She cooked it. Then they put it on the drone really low, and the dog sniffed it and ran and followed it, and they saved it by sausage on a drone.
I love that. Ingenuity, baby.
That's right. That is the feel-good story of Sue's News today. And finally, today's random fact. According to Guinness World Records, the first person to be charged with speeding was Walter Arnold of England. Now, on January 28, 1896, Arnold was spotted going four times the speed limit in his 19th century Benz. How fast was he going, Jane?
28.
Fred?
20.
35.
25.
8.
Shoot.
That's right. Wow. The speed limit at the time was 2 miles per hour.
You can't even
Well, why
drive.
Bother at that
thank
point?
Thank you. They were, cars were new. It was 1896. And the constable, since it's England, had to chase him down on his bicycle.
So there's these roads back where I live, and there's two horse farms. It's Hillsborough Road and Merrimack Station. Mm-hmm. And they... A couple years ago, and I had moved into this house about 4 years ago, and it was 35. I think it was 30, 35. Well, they lowered the speed limit to 20 miles per hour.
Ooh.
And there were a bunch of us that are like, that's not going to work. But I was told by Chief Fitch, because I checked in with Chief Fitch, that, look, they're not going to enforce that. I think the reason they did it is because, let's face it, if you have it at 35, and there are people that are crossing with horses there, it was a danger. People are going 45 or 50. But I bring it up because... Have you ever tried to go 20 miles an hour recently?
No, it's impossible.
Consistently,
mind
you can't do it.
Numbing.
Right.
Yeah. It'd be like if they changed the speed limit back to 55 and we all had to try to road trip at 55. You can't do
it. No.
And see, I can't drive 55.
Abby, you don't even realize how much it changed. Here's one of my favorite stories from my youth. Do you guys remember what year that was when they switched it?
1976?
No. It was much later than that. This was
you mean when
the
they
80s.
Changed it back or when
they
put it?
When they changed it back
to
65.
Oh, I thought when they changed
so
it.
When they changed the interstates back to 65, I went out. I was young and dumb at the time. There may have been a little weed involved and even alcohol. I hate to even admit this. Maybe I wasn't driving. But we decided, hey, let's celebrate this and go out on the road and drive 65. We didn't go on I-70 where the speed limit was actually 65. We went on 63 that cuts through
From Columbia
which
down
did
to Jeff
not
City?
Change. Right, which was not an interstate, I don't believe. So it didn't change. So that was a little bit of a dumb move.
Did
not
you
get arrested.
Busted?
Okay,
no,
good.
I'm surprised I didn't get arrested,
Yikes.
Though. There you go. There's Sue's News with a random fact for this Friday afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk. All right, hang in there. We have Buffa coming up. The new season of Ozark is out. Cusimano coming up a little later at 4:45. We have Dan Buffa joining us here in a moment. One of the features, the new season of Ozark out today.
There is no choice here. Marty, stop. We have to call the police.
I want you to forget it, okay? Or do you want to just role play it? Okay? I'm Detective Whoever. And you're the wife of the top money launderer for the second largest drug cartel in Mexico. Go. I mean, come on. policeman jail time or witness protection program, the best if we even get that far.
If we make it that far, the kids and I are in danger.
What do you want to hear? You know, people who drive trucks full of cash onto scales to weigh it because there's too much to count. They don't exactly have a code of ethics that they adhere to. We're not going to the police.
Gives a new meaning to dysfunctional family. And I remember watching the first episode of Ozark. How are you, Dan? Good afternoon, first and foremost.
I'm doing well. I don't think I'm really well. I'm really ready for that Marty Bird, Wendy Bird kind of drama. But that the Ozark drama is a very unique drama. Yes. So I'm still preparing before I start the season.
You know, I was going to say, though, when I watched the first episode of this many years ago, you had to get through that first episode and sort of figure out what they were doing in the, you know, in the trip to Missouri.
Right.
They move from Chicago, something happens if you haven't seen it. And once you kind of suspend that disbelief and you settle in, it got really good. And I think that this was a show that in seasons two and three were better than season one. And Laura Linney, Dan, I don't know how you feel. I love her. I've been a fan for a long time. I think she is maybe doing the best work she's ever done in Ozark.
Mm-hmm.
And a little underappreciated,
amazing.
Too.
Totally agree.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, and you got to think that the evolution of her character, how she went from being kind of like the victim in Marty's game and that quick little thing that he kind of put together, moving the family to the Ozarks and, you know, doing a little thing they call money laundering for the Mexican cartel. But she's evolved over the season. She's become the veracity of that relationship. And quite frankly, she kind of scares me. I mean, if I ever came across Laura Linney in real life, I think I would just go, whatever you want me to do, I will do.
Sometimes that series is too much for me. Like, I can't binge
it. It's intense.
It's way too intense. So you can watch a little bit at a time, but then I've got to take a breather. Woo, it is serious.
Yeah. And the one thing that I'm – see, for me, I think the pacing of Ozark is so well that I can get through a lot of it. Mm. A show that I'm watching right now that has the pacing of a snail is the new Dexter reboot. That's where I'm having a hard time getting through.
How many episodes are you in?
I'm in the ninth episode, and it just feels like I could have sliced off four episodes.
You probably could
have.
It did take a bit to get going, but once it did, it kind of got very Dextery, which I was
good
for.
Dextery.
Yeah, it's a new adjective, Dextery.
Yeah, Dextery. I mean, it includes, you know, black trash bags. It includes green Henleys.
Absolutely.
And lots of knives.
And only going, and my personal favorite, only going after those who deserve it. That's my personal favorite.
Dan Buffa is here with us this afternoon, and our movie segment is brought to you by Andrea's Steak Sauce and Andrea's Steakhouse. I'll have much more to say about them in just a couple of moments. Just taking us back to Ozark for a minute here, we haven't mentioned Julie Garner. And, you know, she's this character actress before she pops up on Ozark. And here's someone who steals scene after scene after scene as Ruthie. And that's been a great character development as well. So, I don't think Ozark's in that top tier of, you know, best dramas of all time, but it is captivating. It's a lot of fun, and I think people are looking for something to binge. And there have it on Netflix today, right, Dan? What mm-hmm. else are you going to talk about this afternoon? There's not a lot of releases, right?
Not really. This is kind of the time where you see a lot of TV shows, like James Gunn's Peacemaker, and you see Yellow Jackets, and you see, you know, Ozark. And there's a lot of – this is one of the TV shows really push the gauntlet – when the movies kind of get into the award season and the studios start dumping out those crappy movies. But for me, I think with Ozark's reputation, we'll have to kind of wait.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
When it wraps up and then you think back on it, this fourth season is going to be everything as far as how they wrap it up and how it looks when we kind of think of on it 10 years from now.
Yeah, because this, I said this earlier, and just for a point of clarification, this is the last season, right? They've already said
yes,
that.
This is a two-part final season. So I think these are coming out now, and I want to say the other ones will come out before the end of the year.
Awesome. I really have had a little trouble just getting into some binging this year. A little hangover from last year with movies, and I'm looking forward to something. So I was happy to hear. I'd forgotten. A friend of mine mentioned it to me this morning. I'd forgotten it was coming out today, so I'm excited to get into it. I'm watching. Here's a show that I love, and I'm glad I just remembered because I almost forgot. Buffa, you've got to be a guy that watches The Righteous Gemstones on HBO Max.
I have watched the first two episodes, but then I stopped. But then I'm going to have to go back because there's a lot of talent in that show.
So have you watched it, Jane?
No.
All right, so this is Danny McBride.
Two episodes.
Yeah, you got to kind of have to be into Danny McBride's humor, and I think that Vice Principals was really funny as well. I thought that was a really good show with
Walton Goggins.
Walton Goggins, who's one of my favorites. But this second season, which just started a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, of Righteous Gemstones, I think episode 4 might be this Sunday. John Goodman, you got a St. Louis connection in here.
John Goodman.
They started off this second season exceptionally strong. Really good. Cassidy Freeman, who plays the daughter, Amber, in particular, is really standing out. So for those people who watched episode or season one of The Righteous Gemstones, I think it's off to even a better start here in season two, which is encouraging. Anything else we should cover this afternoon, Dan?
Well, I will say, you know, don't forget about the Ray Donovan movie. And I will, as a way that I was comparing with Dexter got a whole season. But Ray Donovan does more with the hour and 40 minutes of its movie finale than I think Dexter's done with the first 8 hours. So it just tells you that sometimes you want a lot of something, but maybe a smaller serving would be better. But I got to give a shout out to the Ray Donovan movie because I watched it again and it's really good.
Yeah, and the only hesitation I have on that is because I'm behind on Ray Donovan, but I really kind of want to watch the movie, so I may just suck it up and just see if I can catch up that way.
Yeah. And I have a feeling that, you know, when you're watching it, for people that haven't seen any of the series, I think you'll enjoy the thriller, the aspects of the movie, but you may not get the emotional steps, the emotional beats. But I think if you've watched enough of it, you'll still get the impact because they really go after the father-son dynamic on that show.
Let me tie something else in entertainment-wise this afternoon. I actually like this song by Adele quite a bit. You're a fan, Jane, right?
Love Adele.
This is
I love Adele.
Can I get it? But she is not making her fans happy right now. And I think it really is her
what
own
did
fault.
She do?
Well, she's got a residency that was supposed to start. People spent thousands of dollars on it, and she just canceled it. And she did this tearful. People have spent a lot of money on airfare and other things. Now, I guess it's delayed, but here's Adele.
So sorry, but my show ain't ready. We've been absolutely destroyed by delivery delays and COVID. I'm so upset and I'm really embarrassed and I'm so sorry to everyone that's traveled again. I'm really, really sorry.
Okay, but here's the problem. And, you know, I was just out there for the Katy Perry residency. Katy Perry was able to pull it off. There's other residencies able to pull it off. She's somebody, and this pissed people off out there, you know, because I was out just 2 weeks ago. Adele was requiring not only proof of vaccination, but a negative PCR test, and you had to mask for that particular residency. Now, her fans, I guess, were willing
enough,
to do it. But if that's not, I mean,
then you should have never, ever put those conditions out there if you weren't willing to live with it.
I don't buy this excuse that they couldn't have gotten ready because all the other shows were able to get ready.
I mean, this is the thing. I mean, you could just have her come out and sing. We don't need the big production.
Exactly.
We just give Give that woman a microphone and sing the
phone
book.
Don't even need a band.
And I will listen.
Right. Don't even need a band.
No band.
Right.
No band. No opener. She's the opener. She's the finisher.
That's right.
Well, it's Vegas, so there wasn't going to be, you know, it's a residency, so that makes it a little different because you want to do it up Vegas style.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens and if the residency comes back. But I talked to people out there that were so mad about the vax requirements and the PCR test, they just weren't going to go. Now, that wasn't going to hurt Adele because she was selling plenty of tickets, but I did find that interesting. All right, Buffa.
Yeah.
You have a great weekend, and we will talk next Friday.
Bye, Dan.
Bye, all right. Dan.
See ya.
438, 97.1 FM Talk. We always visit with Frank Cusimano on a Friday afternoon. We'll do that next. Cusimano might be off today. I don't know. Sometimes he doesn't tell us that he's off, and then we call him, and then he's like, oh, I was off. I forgot to tell you.
Yeah.
So we're having trouble getting a hold of him. But, Jane, I want you to, last week after the roundtable, you told me this story that was quite stunning and horrifying.
Yes.
And for whatever reason, it wasn't being covered in the rest of the news here in St. Louis. It finally has been.
Yeah.
But this is a very horrifying and troubling story.
A very horrifying and troubling story. And I met the victim, but last week I told you about the young single mother who was beaten by the father of her child, and then after he beat her, he took boiling soup and threw it on her face and her chest.
Oh, Jane.
It's horrifying. And he was also armed, and he also did this in front of their child, who's a special needs kid. You can't make this up.
Okay, that was horrible.
Yes.
And it's
yes.
a terrible crime. The person
she had
who
the
did it
right. Well, she had
was
the courage.
Arrested.
Yes, she had the courage to call the police. And she obviously was terrified for her life. And the police came, and then they went and got him. And they arrested him, which is, okay, the system's working.
So far, so good.
Yeah. So far, so good. Based on a new policy from the police department, I'm sure approved by the mayor's office, which they won't admit, and that all bookings now have to be done at the city jail, not at the various precincts, because they have a nurse there that will test everybody who is arrested and purporting to be detained
positive.
To see if they're COVID
right,
positive.
Right.
Now, I and everyone who knows me knows that I've sure given my level of grief to Kim Gardner for her performance as prosecutor. However, in this case, her office absolutely did the right thing. They wanted to issue charges. They called the jail and said, you need to hold him, because not only are we going to pursue charges, but we are going to ask the court to hold him without bond, given that he is a danger to the woman, his victim, and others. The jail was like, oh, sorry, he's gone. So within 3 hours, he was released. And this woman, who is incredibly brave, now has endured the abuse and then, endured her government completely abandoning her. I mean, there's not a person on the planet that doesn't say that government needs to step in and help this. Okay?
But he is back in custody now.
Oh, they got him again?
Well, it's interesting.
Okay.
So, and the woman bravely did an interview yesterday with Andy Banker on Fox 2 News.
Good.
So I strongly recommend that you listen to her. And because she's like, look, I don't want this to happen to other women. But she found out that he was released because he told her. He told her that he had been, so of course he approached her, and that he had gotten out in 3 hours because of COVID. And she had been telling police where he was, but some of the arresting officers were like, well, but if we arrest him, he'll just go and they'll mm-hmm. pop him again and they'll let him out because, I think it takes a few days. And, criminals are generally inclined to self-isolate because they're rule followers. And so, by nature.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
So after the Post-Dispatch story yesterday, I understand that the upper echelon at the police department started to get a little hot-headed and nervous about it. And then after the interview, they responded to Andy Banker by telling him, oh, yeah, here's his picture and put that out because, we need the help of the public to get him. And she's like, I've been telling them for
I know where he is.
A week.
Right.
And they've just decided now that it's okay to go get him because it's been made
but
public.
But do they
so
have
this
him?
Morning they got him.
Okay, that's
oh,
good.
Oh, my goodness.
That's good. Well, keep us posted on that.
I
we
will.
Do have Mr. Cusimano on the line this afternoon. How are you, Frank?
Hey, Frank.
Good to be with you. I hope you're all well.
We are.
I think we're pretty well right now. We head into an NFL Well, next week would be the championship weekend. We thought that those matchups last weekend were going to be stellar. We did end up with a couple of games and a couple of blowouts. What's your gut check for this weekend? You got Tom Brady, your boy, playing this weekend, Jane.
I'm telling you, with Ugg boots.
Well, I'm with Jane. I'll never be more of a Brady fan than this weekend. We want him to end the Rams season. And,
yes.
You know, it's kind of vogue right now to pick the Rams because the Buccaneers' offensive line is so beat up and you're facing Aaron Donald. However, you'd have to be insane to think that, all right, I want to put my week's wages on betting on Matthew Stafford instead of Tom Brady in January. Now, it may happen, but I can't see anybody saying, yeah, I want to bet on Stafford against Brady.
I agree, and I think underestimating Brady at this point. And look, I was a previous Brady hater, but I you know, he's the GOAT. There's just no way around it, and he knows how to pull it out. He does, and I don't think an offensive line's going to stop him. I guess we'll see. And who cares about the Lambs?
Yes, absolutely. And then Mark, your Green Bay Packers, an interesting game because Jimmy Garoppolo, all he does is win games. But I think his margin of error this weekend in Green Bay is thinner than a newspaper. I can't picture him beating Aaron Rodgers in his backyard. So I like the Packers in that one. I can't picture it either,
but I think it might be a close game.
Yeah,
I hope so.
It could be close. But I think the most intriguing game, though, has to be the one in Kansas City.
I agree.
I'm not sure if we've ever had a matchup where we have two quarterbacks coming off more scintillating starts heading into a game. I mean, is it Josh Allen and his seven consecutive touchdown drives, or is it Patrick Mahomes and his six consecutive touchdown drives? One's 26, one's 25. They're both athletic as hell. I mean, what a matchup this is going to be.
It's going to be a fun game to
watch. Let's hope
so,
because I hope it doesn't end up being like 8-6 or something ridiculous like that.
Right.
You know, because sometimes you have these expectations of high scoring games and they don't pan out.
But, you know, I don't know. I just give the edge to Allen. I think that this is.
I might too, Frank. I think the Chiefs might be up against it here.
Yeah, I just feel like there's destiny. I don't know why. I don't even know. I can't even put my finger on it. But for some reason, I just think the Bills are just on the move.
Hey, Sue, do you know this tennis player? Because you follow the Australian Open, Pegula.
Pegula, I'm not familiar with.
She's apparently, Frank, do you know her? She won in the Australian Open, but she's the daughter of one of the Bills' owners. I had no idea until today.
That's right. Yeah.
She gave a little shout-out, I guess, on Instagram to the Bills, saying, hey, the Bills, you're next, because she had won her
Love
match.
It. Yeah. Go Bills.
That's kind of cool.
It's kind of, but I mean, I think great for Kansas City, but I don't know why I've got a feeling that the Bills, might be their year.
All right, let's talk Blues hockey. The Kraken and the Blues in Seattle tonight, Frank?
Yes, they are, and this is another one of those I can't picture anybody saying, I want to bet on Seattle tonight. First of all, they're one of the worst teams in hockey. They're an expansion team, and the Blues are going to trot out their three dream lines. I talked to a lot of Blues people all week, and you could make a case for the Blues' first three lines this year being as good as they've ever had in history. I mean, it's really tough to pick who's the best line. Is it the Russian line, or is it the O'Reilly line, or is it the Brandon Saad line with Robert Thomas and Kyrou. They've never had this kind of depth up front with their front nine, I don't think.
Is it Husso in goal tonight?
I do not know. I think they're going to go back. It's an interesting call because, look, Husso is a free agent at the end of this season. Jordan Binnington is signed up for 4 or 5 more years. He is your future, and I think you'd risk damaging his psyche. I think it's an ideal time to start Binnington against a bad team so he can get his mojo going. But, Mark, you're right in that Husso has clearly been the better goalie statistically.
All right. Well, listen, you have a great weekend. Hopefully on Monday we'll be talking about some good AFC and NFC championship games. I hope the Chiefs survive. I really do. I think that we haven't talked about the Bengals and the Titans, but I think the Bengals win that one.
Yeah, I do too.
What do you think about that call?
Yeah, I like that call. That's the upset of the road team winning a game. Although the Titans are the number one seed, I would not want to bet against Joe Burrow. That's the bottom line.
All right, thank you, Frank Cusimano. We'll talk
Happy
on Monday
weekend.
Afternoon.
You too. Bye bye.
Take care. 4:53. We'll wrap things up for this hour. Jane, thank you so much for hanging out. You have big weekend plans or not? It's so cold. It's
binging.
Hard to do anything.
I want
to
binge watch some TV.
Yes.
I'm gonna binge watch TV.
Billions
and watch
is on
a
Sunday
ton
too.
Ton of football.
Yeah,
this
I'll watch
weekend.
Football. I'll watch.
I think I'm going with Steve. I got to check on this. Here's a stupid question. Steve Butts invited me to the SLU game on. There's one on Sunday afternoon. But the question is there a game on Sunday afternoon? Because I should ask Frank that, just because you had
try
so many
to balance
cancellations
it. Because going to a SLU game is great.
I'm going to try to get. I love that arena. You know,
it's so
great.
I'm
a Mizzou guy, but I like.
The shape is better than Mizzou Arena.
I really do. All right, we still have plenty to come in the next hour. Gerard Baker, who is the editor-at-large of the Wall Street Journal, is going to give us his take on the news conference and some other things going on in Washington. The Attorney General, Eric Schmidt, who today has filed maybe 125 lawsuits, including perhaps one against me and Jane. No, he has been filing lawsuits about mass mandates in school districts, my district, Rockwood, Ladue, Clayton, Brentwood. So we're going to get some details on that at 5:15. I think I had forgotten about this. Jane, do you know, we talked last week with Buffa about the Scream sequel that was out. And I haven't seen the new one, but of course I've seen the first two. Certainly, maybe I've seen more than that.
Right?
But that's based on, at least loosely based on, a real killer that was down in Florida and Louisiana. Yeah, did
when?
You know that?
Because I'm like a serial killer aficionado.
Yeah,
Late 80s.
Steve Shippey, who is a paranormal investigator. Here's the other thing. He claims that he was possessed by demons. So Steve Shippey and his partner, they do these things called shock docs. He did one on Ed Gein. You know who Ed Gein is, right?
Yeah.
From Wisconsin, serial killer. And now they do one on this. It's streaming on Discovery Plus. And we'll get with
them. I'm gonna have to watch
in the next hours. Well, yeah, I know it's gonna be creepy though.
But I like the serial killer
demons
stuff.
And serial killers and all that stuff. Jane, have a great weekend.
Great weekend, guys.
She's got traffic coming up. We're back for hour number three on 97.1 FM Talk, plus an audio cut of the day, and probably a little Meatloaf music as well, because we had to say goodbye to him and Louis Anderson today.
Get more at 97.1talk.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.